You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg, and it's Monday, which means it's time for the Good Souls Project. It's our effort to highlight individuals serving as role models for compassion, generosity, and for service. A good soul is someone who positively influences their neighborhood, community, and beyond through their time, action, talent, and dedication. And the best part? You, our listening audience, nominated the good souls from the greater Philadelphia area that we'll highlight on the radio and online each week. And today's honoree is a North Philly athlete turned global traveler who always finds time to lend a hand at the place where it all began.
When I hear good soul, it's literally that of someone with compassion that's giving back.
That's Mark Blount Jr. The 30-year-old grew up at 11th and Diamond in the Norris Street housing projects of North Philly. As a kid, he went to the R.W. Brown Community Center summer camp. And every summer, since 2018, he's gone back as a camp counselor.
And the kids are just so happy just to be there as the counselor. I love to, you know, be there and have fun with them.
Mark leads arts and crafts, reading and math lessons, and plays a lot of basketball. Something Mark Blount, a.k.a. Splash, knows a little bit about.
Introducing Splash!
If you're wondering about the crowd noises, they're from Mark's job.
I love that I can put on my superhero outfit and go into and step on the court and just see the smiles on all the family faces.
Mark is a member of the Harlem Globetrotters. They travel the world playing basketball and performing tricks like making a backward shot from the half-court line. Oh, and the ball twirl. Or just performing in that famous magic circle.
I see myself as a role model, a mentor for someone that the kids can look up to.
I couldn't possibly understand how somebody who travels all over the world would come back to a Boys and Girls Club as a summer camp counselor.
That's Brandon Gilmore, Senior Director of Programs at Caring People Alliance, which runs the Boys and Girls Club at the R.W. Brown Community Center.
Someone who is as successful as he is to come back and not just give an hour of time, he actually spends the whole summer camp program with them. I call it getting your hands down in the mud, and that's what Mark does. He's just been a blessing to have.
Brandon believes Mark's presence in the neighborhood where it all began for him inspires.
He knows what they're going through because he's been there.
There is in North Street Projects, trying to stay out of trouble when trouble wasn't too far away.
I remember, and this will never like get out of my head, I was actually walking and I seen cops literally picking up a body. So that was like very traumatizing at a young age.
Basketball was a saving grace, Mark says. He fell in love when he picked up a ball for the first time at age 10.
It was this girl in my neighborhood. Everyone was like watching her while she was like, you know, she was good. She was on the court practicing. I went over there and she put a ball in my hand and helped me, you know, become a basketball player.
Mark honed his skills on the courts of North Philly and at the R.W. Brown Summer Camp.
I knew if I did the right thing, playing basketball, practicing, going to the camp, I was going to be in the right path.
B-ball, his mom and four siblings, and a Temple University cop named Officer Jerry kept Mark focused. He says Officer Jerry, who was sitting in his patrol car on the block, was a reminder that there was something else out there.
I will always see him when I come home from school. I wanted to be in law enforcement because of him.
Mark studied criminal justice at Newman University, where he played basketball. And when he graduated in 2015, he got his shot with the Globetrotters and has been with the team ever since.
The fans make everything worthwhile.
Then one summer while home, he called up a childhood mentor and decided to take it back where it all began.
I know I wanted better for myself, and I know I want better for the kids.
Not only is he a role model, he gives the kids a different vision of what their futures could be.
Brandon believes that work is what being a good soul is all about.
Yes, 100% Mark is a good soul.
You know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service? Tell us your story by nominating your person. whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.